and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham. What does it mean, preached before the gospel? God was saying to Abraham, and to you and to your seed will I give this land. What was he to, what was going on there? The apostle Paul says every time that God was saying to Abraham, and to your seed, what was he talking about? What do you mean God is faithful? He calls those things which be not as though they were. This is the faithfulness of God. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. It's a miracle of righteousness. Faithfulness is a miracle of righteousness. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. He counted it to him for righteousness. And one of the seven miracles of righteousness is what? Is faithfulness. And here we read in Galatians chapter 3 verse 9, so then they which be of faith, and then it says, are blessed. And then he goes on to say, with faithful Abraham. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead. He makes alive the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. This is the faithfulness of God. That's what the Bible means when it says that God is faithful. That is faithfulness. Why? Because your words have now been filled with faith because of the righteousness of God that is now in your spirit. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to another episode of Shingi's Bible Commentary. And we're going to get right into what we know how to do best, which is look at what the word says. And we are currently in the book of Galatians, and we're doing Galatians verse by verse, chapter by chapter. And we are on chapter 3. Glory to God. And you know how we do it. First, we go through the whole chapter from start to finish, and then we'll come back and look at the whole chapter verse by verse and look at some things that the Holy Spirit wants us to take notice of and to take note of and learn from what the Apostle Paul was sharing with this epistle. And we picking it up from where we left off in Galatians chapter 2 with that famous declaration, that powerful declaration of the Apostle Paul, which we said he delivered and ministered to the Apostle Peter, the Apostle James, and some of the Jewish Christians that came from Jerusalem that had given him audience when he was in the confrontation with them regarding Peter's behavior, where he said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And then he says, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And it says, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness came by the law, then Christ died in vain. And then now we are on Galatians chapter 3, and we're going to get into verse 1. I'm going to read throughout the whole chapter first, and then we're going to come back and do what we do, and we'll look at one or two, maybe three word studies in this commentary of Galatians chapter 3. And I'm so excited about what the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to us through this commentary. Okay, so without further ado, we're going to take it up, Galatians chapter 1, verse 3. Glory, glory, glory. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you: received you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham? And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In you shall all the nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, Cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the Lord to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that does them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ, the law which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serves the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hands of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Amazing, powerful, 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 powerful chapter that we're going to be looking into today. And we're going to now go into verse by verse and see what the Holy Spirit was sharing and was trying to communicate to us. And remember, if you want to get the greater context of what we're discussing in Galatians chapter 3, I recommend that you go and listen to Galatians chapter 1 and Galatians chapter 2. They are all available on our podcast platforms. So we're going to get into verse 1. He says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you. Now, what is he attacking here? What he's attacking is this message that the Christian Jews, remember, if when you go back to Galatians chapter 2 and you listen to it, you'd actually find out that we discussed and we shared there that there was a certain sect of the Jews that came into the apostles' visit to Jerusalem, the council visit, that rose up and started to apply pressure to the council to have the Apostle Paul and Barnabas go to the churches that the Apostle Paul had planted, which were mainly full of Gentile Christians, that they in order for them to be saved, they have to observe the law and they also have to observe the faith of Jesus Christ for them to be saved. So now this is what he's attacking here by saying, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" So he calls that a bewitchment. To mix the law of Moses and the faith of Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul calls it a bewitchment. And we said, and we've been saying, that there's no Christian that has a business, that has business mixing the law of Moses and the faith of Jesus Christ. Okay? So this is what the epistle of the Apostle Paul to the Galatian church was mainly addressing. That you cannot impose things of the law of Moses to those who are of the faith of Jesus Christ. Okay? So this is what the Apostle Paul is emphasizing and stressing here, and saying that who has bewitched you? Anyone that is trying to impose the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments on you as a Christian, as a born-again child of God, is bewitching you, according to what the Apostle Paul is saying here. It's a bewitchment. It says, "O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should obey not the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you?" Verse 2 says, "This only would I learn of you," says, "received you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Says, when the Holy Spirit came to you, child of God, when you received the Holy Spirit, when you received the gift, the promise of the Spirit, was it through observing the Ten Commandments? Was it through observing the law of Moses? Or did you receive it by the hearing of faith? Ha 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 ha. Hey. Verse 3, and then he says, "Are ye so foolish?" It says, "Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Are you now made perfect by the works of the flesh? Are you now made perfect by thou shalt not do this and thou shalt not do that? Thou shalt do this, and if you do not do this," says, is that what is going to make you perfect? Or is it going to be the Spirit of God that you received by the hearing of faith? Hallelujah. Verse 4, it says, "Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain?" Haha. Verse 5 says, "He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you," says, "does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?" Says, even the miracles that you're seeing, even the miracles that you're receiving, even the miracles in your life, child of God, that you have experienced ever since you became a Christian, even the miracles, even the abilities of the Spirit, even the grace of the Holy Spirit, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the miracles that you have seen in your life, the transformation that you've seen in your life, ha ha ha, the transformation that you've seen in your life, the miracles, the transformation that you've seen in your family, that you've seen in your brother, the transformation that you've seen in your sister. He says that the one that is ministering the Spirit to them for transformation and working those miracles among you, says, does he do it by the works of the law? Or is he doing it? Or is it working? Or are these miracles manifesting by the hearing of faith? Verse 6, then he says, "Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." Abraham believed God, just like you believed the gospel of Christ when you heard the gospel of Christ preached. You didn't do anything. You didn't fulfill any part of the law, or try to fulfill any part of the law to be saved. That is what the Apostle Paul is saying. You didn't try to keep the Ten Commandments. He says, that is not what is going to save you. Hey, it says, but the hearing of faith of the gospel of Jesus Christ is what saves, not the observing of the law, but the hearing of faith. Oh, glory to God. It says, even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. What is he quoting here? He's quoting from Genesis chapter 15. Let's go there. Genesis chapter 15. I'm reading from verse 1. I think so that we can get the context. Let me read from verse 1. It says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, I want you to bookmark that first part of the scripture, because there's something that the Apostle Paul reveals here when he says the word of promise, what he calls the word of promise. What is he talking about when he talks about the word of promise? What is he referring to? He's referring to what we are reading here in Galatians chapter 15 from verse 1. It says, after these things, the word of the Lord, that is the word of promise that the Apostle Paul will refer to in the latter part of chapter 3. Then it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am your shield and exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, the word of the Lord came unto Moses, saying, this is the word of promise. It says, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth from out of your own bowels shall be your heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if you are able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall your seed be. So shall your seed be. And verse 6, and it says, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to inherit it. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 6 says, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. What did he believe? He believed the word of promise. He believed the word of the Lord that he heard, the word of the Lord that he saw in a vision, the word of the Lord that he was hearing. By the hearing of faith, he believed. Ha ha ha. He believed. Glory to God. What did he believe? It says, so shall your seed be. He didn't say, so shall your seeds be. It says, so shall your seed be. And the Apostle Paul is saying here that it's through the hearing of faith that the Apostle Paul received this word of promise for him to have the seed. Hallelujah. For him to have this seed, it says, it's the same word, hallelujah, that we now hear when the gospel is preached unto us. And we, just like Abraham, we receive that promise. We receive the fulfillment of that promise through the hearing of faith and not the observing of the Ten Commandments and the other ordinances of the law of Moses. Okay? So that is what the Apostle Paul was making reference to here in Galatians chapter 3 in verse 6. He says, even as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Verse 7 says, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. The same are the hewers, that is sons. The same are the sons of Abraham. So what is he saying? So what he's saying is that in the same way that Abraham believed God and God counted, gave unto Abraham righteousness on account of him believing that word that God spoke to him, we also, when we hear the gospel of Christ and Jesus Christ being the seed of Abraham, that the word of promise, that word that the Lord was speaking to him, saying that so shall your seed be. Who was he referring to? He was referring to Christ. And those that be in Christ are now also the seed of Abraham. That is us who believe in Jesus Christ. He's saying that so we also, believing the gospel of Christ, who is the seed of Abraham, who is the seed that God was talking about when God told Abraham to come out of his tent and look at the stars to see if he could number them. He says he was preaching the gospel to Abraham and telling him, can you believe? Can you believe this word? And then it says, we also believing in the same way that Abraham did, believing in Christ and believing that Christ is the seed of Abraham. He says, we are also the children of Abraham. He says, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Okay, verse 8. It says, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. How did the scripture foresee that God would justify the heathen through faith? Hey, why? Because of this word. This word, it says, and he believed the Lord, and it was counted to him for righteousness. What did he believe? What did the Lord say that he believed? Glory to God. The Lord said, so shall your seed be. And that seed is Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. And it says, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. In you shall all nations be blessed. Oh, glory to God. In you shall all nations be blessed. Let's look at that reference. That's in Genesis chapter 22, verse 15. It says, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and has not withheld your son, your only son, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed. Hey, there it is again. Your seed. Okay, what is he talking about? He's talking about every time you see seed there, just think of Christ. Just think of Christ, the seed which is Jesus Christ. And you'll see it later as we conclude Galatians chapter 3. Okay, and then he says, verse 17 says, that in blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Okay, this is the word of promise. This is the word of faith that is coming to Abraham. It says, and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That is Genesis chapter 22 from verse 17. So that is what the Apostle Paul was making reference to here, to drive his point home, glory to God, that Christ is the fulfillment of the promise that God made to Abraham. Christ is the fulfillment of the covenant that God made with Abraham. Christ is the fulfillment. Oh, glory to God. Okay, so it says, verse 8, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham. What does it mean, preached before the gospel? Why? Because why does he call it the gospel? Why? It is the gospel of Christ, because Christ is the seed of Abraham. So it says the scripture was foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith. God would justify the non-Jews through faith. God would justify, glory to God, the nations through faith. It says the scripture. Hey, it says the scripture. It says the scripture foreseeing. The scripture could foresee. He calls that voice the scripture foreseeing. And then that voice also preaching the gospel. Every time God was saying to Abraham, and to you and to your seed will I give this land. What was he to? What was going on there? The Apostle Paul said every time that God was saying to Abraham, and to your seed, what was he talking about? He was talking about Christ. He was talking about Christ. And he was talking about Christ. So he says, God, the scripture was preaching the gospel to Abraham. Hey. So every time the word of the Lord came unto Abraham saying, and to you and to your seed. Just replace that word seed with the word Christ. Oh, goodness. And then you find what he says now there at the later part of Galatians chapter 3. He says, and if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's. That is what he was saying in Galatians chapter 3. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Can you get better than this? Okay. Verse 8 again. It says, and the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. Glory to God. In you shall all the nations be blessed. And for you to get the full message, you need to go to Genesis chapter 22 here, and you read it in the context, and you find out what that gospel is. And you can read it from verse 15. And then it says, and the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing and has not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Ha ha ha, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Glory, 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 glory. Hey. Verse 9. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They with which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Ah, this is such an interesting scripture. What is he talking about here? Remember seven miracles of righteousness, one of them being faithfulness. Faithfulness. We need to get into seven miracles of righteousness again by the grace of God so that we can really, really, really package it and put it out for the people to, because the body of Christ needs that message even more so now. And one of those miracles, one of those great miracles of righteousness is faithfulness. Remember what he said? He says that in Genesis chapter 15, he says that, and he believed the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. He counted it to him for righteousness. And one of the seven miracles of righteousness is what? Is faithfulness. And here we read in Galatians chapter 3, verse 9, says, where he says, so then they which be of faith, and then it says, are blessed. And then he goes on to say, with faithful Abraham. Hallelujah. With faithful Abraham. What is he talking about here? It says, so then they which be of pistis, they which be of pistis. And then it says, are blessed with pistos Abraham. What is he talking about there? What does this mean? That's why I say that Galatians chapter 3, verse 9 is a very, very, very important scripture, because it reveals faithfulness. It reveals unto us faithfulness. What are we talking about when we're talking about faithfulness? Faithfulness is one of the seven miracles of righteousness. And listen, when we're talking about faithfulness, as the scripture describes it, when we're talking about faithfulness, as the scriptures define it, all right, when it is describing, all right, the faithfulness of God, it is different from the faithfulness that you know of from your English dictionary, which is talking more of loyalty, you know, loyalty and things of that nature. That is not the faith that this one, loyalty. And what is the other one? What is the other synonym for faithfulness? You can have loyalty. You can have dependable, you know, loyal, you know, all these English, you know, synonyms of the word faithful. And this, the English definition of faithfulness, I want you to not think of it that way. When we're talking about faithfulness from in relations to God, talking about God, it has nothing to do with loyalty. Okay? God is loyal to his word. God is loyal to his word. God is faithful. He's faithful to his word. Okay? So when you say he's faithful, we're talking about, what does it mean? Is there a scripture that can help me to describe this? I'll show you this scripture. Yes, there's actually a scripture that speaks about Abraham and how he related with God. We'll get to that. But right now, I just want to get into some definitions with faithfulness. So you have pistis. Pistis is faith, okay? And if you listen to our message, Triumph, the Faith of the Word of God, part 2 or part 3, where we define faith and we said that it is the present continuous state of spoken persuasion. That is pistis. Okay? So it says, they that be of faith, says they are blessed with faithful Abraham. So he's not saying that Abraham was loyal, okay, as your English dictionary would probably define faithful. Okay? What he was saying there when he says faithful Abraham, he's saying that Abraham, because of the word of the Lord that came to him, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Abraham became filled with faith. That is what he's talking about. Pistos, all right? You, those that be of pistis are blessed with pistos. With pistos, Abraham. And then they translated it there, faithful. Okay? And when they say faithful there, you need to get the definition that it's talking about the faithfulness that comes from righteousness, which has got nothing to do with loyalty, but has got everything to do with being filled, hallelujah, with faith in God's word to the full. Ay, 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 ay. Being filled with the word of God to the full. You see, God does not need to be faithful in the way that the English describe the word faithfulness. No, when we're talking about the Bible faithfulness, okay, it's talking about being full of faith. Ha ha ha. So when we say that God is faithful, what are we talking about? It says that God is such a faith God that when he says something, it is dependable. You must take it to the bank. That is the point of, that is the revelation. That is the communication of biblical faithfulness as it relates to God, and biblical faithfulness as it relates also to faithful Abraham, to Abraham. Hey, Abraham, you see, so when you say faithful Abraham, you think that, okay, Abraham was faithful in that he only worshipped God and he didn't worship another God, okay? When you're talking about the faithfulness that the English dictionary will give you, talk about, okay, like you'd have like maybe between a husband and a wife, and they say, oh, the husband is faithful to his wife and the wife is faithful to his husband. That means that they are what? They're only for each other. Okay? That is not what it's talking about here. That is not what is being said here. When we're talking about faithfulness, that is a product of righteousness, of God's righteousness, what is it saying? What is it communicating? What is being communicated? What is being communicated by faithfulness is talking about being filled with faith. Something like when, like now that we have the Spirit of God in us, one of the pneumaticos charismas, one of the spiritual graces, the spiritual gifts that we have is the gift of faith, where you become, by the Spirit, you are so full of faith that you lose all sense, all sense of physical and natural realities or limitations. That is faithfulness. Abraham was so full of, Abraham believed God with everything. Not that he was loyal to God, in that he was now just worshiping God and making sacrifices to God and to no other God. So therefore, Abraham is faithful. You are blessed with faithful Abraham. No, that's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about is that Abraham, when we received the word of God into him, hallelujah, that word of promise, that word of promise that the scripture foresaw and preached the gospel unto Abraham, that word that Abraham believed, that word that Abraham heard, that word that Abraham saw in the vision, it entered into Abraham. And the Bible says, and Abraham believed God. He was so full of faith. He believed God. He was so full of faith. It says he believed God and it was counted unto him for righteousness. It was counted unto him for righteousness. That is what the Bible means when he's talking about faithfulness. So that word faithfulness, okay, when you go to the Old Testament, you'd see that word a lot, faithfulness. Okay, faithfulness. And you'll be talking about the Hebrew word there. It comes from the Hebrew word emuna, all right, which is also the same Hebrew word that is also translated faith. Okay, so in some places, some instances, you find it translated faith. Okay, like when we go to Galatians chapter 3 again and we look at these scriptures that the Apostle Paul was making reference to, let me just get this one for you. When you jump now from Galatians chapter 3, when you go to verse 11, it says, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For, and then it says, the just shall live by faith. What is he quoting? He's quoting Habakkuk chapter 2 here. Habakkuk chapter 2, you know, and when you go to verse 4, where he says, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his emunah, his faith, emunah. And then in other parts of the Old Testament, of the Hebrew, of the Old Testament, which is originally written in Hebrew, that word emunah is translated faithfulness. That means that you are full of faith. He's not talking about loyalty, okay? He's talking about you being full of faith. Now, when you go to, so that word emunah comes from, is derived from the word aman, which is to believe. Aman, when you go to now, where it says Genesis chapter 15, that we were reading now, when it was talking about Abraham, Abraham believed God, that word Abraham believed, that is where the word emunah comes from, faith. And that word is aman, all right? That is the Hebrew word aman, okay? And that word aman is usually translated believe, okay? Or to trust, okay? Or to trust, mostly to trust, all right? And it's also to be truthful, or to sometimes translated truth, all right? But aman is to believe, okay? And then that word, the faithfulness, you'd find it translated in the Greek pistos, okay? Pistos, which is also coming from pistis, which is faith. Okay, pistos is also pistos is now what you'd find translated even in the Greek Septuagint. Pistos, you'd find it there translated as faithfulness. So pistos is talking about, you know, trustworthy and trustful. Why is he trustworthy and trustful or faithful? It's because the faith of God always works. So because God is so full of faith, the power of God's faith, all right, that you receive from receiving God's righteousness makes you faithful. Not that you've now become loyal. No, it now becomes that when you say something, hallelujah, when you say something, your words will produce the results of what you're talking about. That is the faithfulness of God. So if God tells you that you are a new creation, that you are blessed. So when God said to Abraham, in you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. All right. So Abraham believed that because he understood that God, if you are God, that means that you are all powerful. And if you say something, it is surely going to come to pass. Ha ha ha. Do you get it? So he says, so verse 9 says, so then they which be of pistis, they which be of faith are blessed with pistos Abraham, with faithful Abraham, with Abraham who was full of faith, with the Abraham that is full of faith. I told you that I'm gonna show you a scripture that describes this emunah, this faithfulness of God. When the Bible talks about God's faithfulness, what is he talking about? Okay, let's go to Romans quickly. God is loyal to his word, okay? And when God declares and speaks his word, you need to receive his word with faith and believe his word, okay? Why? Because you know that this is God's word. Therefore, if it is God's word, it is not going to fall to the ground. That is the faithfulness. That is the faithfulness of God. It's not that, you know, God is faithful. God, you remember 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship, unto the koinonia of his son, Jesus Christ. What does it mean? Does it mean that God is loyal? No, it's not saying that God. Why does he need to be loyal or disloyal to you? For what reason? So, and that word there, God is pistos. Right? God is faithful. What is he talking about? He says, God is God faithful? What do you mean God is faithful? Faithful to what? Faithful to who? Oh God, you've been so, and you know there are people that even write songs, God is so faithful to me. Hey, I'm firing shots at people here. Okay, but when you go to the word and you find out the word definition of God being God's faithfulness, you'll actually discover that it's got nothing to do with him being loyal or committed to you. No, it's got everything to do with his character. Him being God, him being all powerful, him being all knowing, him being having all power to do anything. So when he says that you are blessed, and in you and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, when God said to Abraham, he said that this seed of the bondwoman, this one, this maidservant, this child, all right, of this maidservant that is in your house, is not going to be your heir. It says, but one that is born out of your bowels. And then Abraham and his wife were like, but the Bible says Sarah laughed. And God said, why did you laugh? And then she denied and said, I didn't laugh. It says, why? Because she was like, me, I'm 90 and my husband is 100. Now we're talking about the faithfulness of God. So was God faithful to Abraham? No, God didn't need to be faithful. God is so full of faith. The word of God is faith. And it is so full of faith that when the word of God it is declared, it will come to pass. That is the faithfulness of God. Hey. It's a miracle of righteousness. Faithfulness is a miracle of righteousness where you receive, because you have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You receive the ability. You receive the same, the creative ability to be able to speak a word. And that word to come to pass. That word will come to, that is faithfulness. Why? Because your words have now been filled with faith because of the righteousness of God that is now in your spirit. Hey. So what scripture can help us describe God's faithfulness? Hey, Romans chapter 4, verse 16 says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Verse 17, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickens the dead. He makes alive the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. This is the faithfulness of God. That's what the Bible means when it says that God is faithful. What do you mean God is faithful? He calls those things which be not as though they were. This is the faithfulness of God. And when God says it, you can take it to the bank. As long as when you have seen it in the word of God, when you say God is faithful, what you mean is that God, because he is God, his word is all powerful. And when he has declared his word over your life, and when he has declared his word, hallelujah, about something in his sovereignty, you can take it, it will come to pass. That's the faithfulness of God. He's not saying that God is loyal to you or God is loyal to anyone or anything. He said that I swore by myself. You see, even when we read Galatians chapter 3, he said that God sent he sent the word of promise through a mediator, but God is one. And then he says, and when you go to Genesis chapter 22, he said that I'm swearing by myself. He says, I'm loyal to myself. Woo! Hey, he says, I'm loyal to myself and I'm loyal to the word that I'm going to declare unto you, Abraham, because my words are full of power. The moment I declare this word unto you, my faithfulness is that word will come to pass. No matter what, the word will come into pass. And Abraham and his wife said, but Abraham is 100 years old and Sarah, my wife, is 90. He says, but you shall bear a son. That's the faithfulness of God. God believes in his word. God is faith. The word of God is faith. The word of God produces faith. And when you are full of the word of God in you, having believed it, you become full of faith. That is being faithful. That is the faithfulness of God. That is what we're talking about, the faithfulness. That is a miracle of what? Of righteousness. The Bible says, and Abraham, and he believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And we that are on this side, hallelujah, of the gospel of Christ that God preached to Abraham, we believe that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, was raised from the dead, and he's the seed of Abraham. And through Jesus Christ, all the nations of the earth are blessed. We believing in that, glory to God, we become the righteousness of God. But the righteousness of God that we become is different from the righteousness that was accounted to Abraham's account. The righteousness of Abraham was post-dated. When we receive the righteousness of God, we receive it cashed out. We receive it cashed out. We receive it cashed out. Hey. We become the righteousness of God. And becoming the righteousness of God, we are now full of faith. And we are blessed with faithful Abraham. Hey. Faithful Abraham. Oh, glory to God. Hey. Says, as it is written, I have made you a father of many. This is what we talk about. This is what the Bible says, that when it says that God is faithful. God is emuna. Faith, the faithfulness of God. The emuna of God. The faithfulness of God. God is full of faith. Oh, glory. Okay, let's get back to Galatians. Okay, so that's a scripture in Romans chapter 4 that you can go and finish the rest of the portion of that scripture. It tells you, you know, what the Bible talks about when it's referencing God and being faithful and the faithfulness of Abraham. Abraham believed God and he was filled with faith. Ha! And God said to Abraham, at the time his name was Abram. And then he says, your name shall no longer be Abram, which means assumed father, but your name shall be Abraham, which means father of many nations. Hey, that is the faithfulness of God. That means when God speaks, it is coming to pass. Not because he's loyal to you, but because his word is faith. And his word is full of faith that his word comes to pass when he says it. Hey, oh, glory, glory, glory. What a word. So verse 9, Galatians chapter 3, we're back here. It says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Now they call Abraham faithful. Oh, glory to God. Verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continues not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Okay, verse 11. Says, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by pistis. The just shall live by emuna. By faith. Or, you know, in other places where it is translated, by faithfulness. You get it. The just shall live by faithfulness, by being filled with faith. The just live by being filled with the faith of God. And how do the just live? By being filled with the faith of God, being faithful with the faithfulness of God. Because they are filled with the word of God. It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And when the more you hear, the more you start to fill yourself with faith. The more you hear, the more your faith starts to increase. The more you hear, the present continuous state of spoken persuasion. As you're speaking it, you're hearing it. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. As you're declaring it out of your mouth, you're hearing it. But it's a present continuous state. I am blessed. I am blessed. It's coming out of your mouth. I am blessed. I am blessed. Why? You're now, what are you doing? Even though things look around in your life, don't look like anything is blessed. Like, then you, who do you remember? Who do you remember? God said to Abraham, you shall no longer be called Abraham, but Abraham. You now you become like what? Just like just like your father Abraham. It says that they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. It says, and they which be of faith, those that are of faith are the children, are the sons of Abraham. So because you are now a son of Abraham, because you are the one that was the seed that God was talking about, which is Christ. Hallelujah. When Abraham had no seed, that seed had not yet come yet. We're talking about who now? The seed, which is Isaac. You shall have a son, Isaac. What was Abraham saying? He was saying, I am Abraham. I am Abraham. I am Abraham. And everybody in his neighborhood was looking at him saying, the old man changed his name. Now he's calling himself Abraham. I think he's lost his mind. This is what happens when people start to age. And then, do you remember his wife? He even now calls his wife Sarah and no longer Sarai. What is that? That is faithfulness. Those were the expressions of faithfulness. And we now on this side of Christ, hallelujah, having the same spirit of faith, being now the sons, the children of Abraham, hallelujah, we'll begin to say, I am blessed. I am blessed. And they're like, hey, you see that brother there? He's lost his mind. Every time you see him, how are you, brother? I'm blessed. But look at him. Look at his life. Look at... Hey. Why? Because we have believed God. We have believed God. Like our father Abraham, we believed God who calls things that be not as though they were. This is our character. This is our life. This is our calling. This is who we have been made to be. We are the children of Abraham. And we are blessed with faithful Abraham. In that we speak, we call things that be not as though they were. Just like our Father. God is our Father. Hallelujah. That is faithfulness. That is the faithfulness of righteousness. Where we call things that be not as though they were. Oh, let's go. Verse 12. It says, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Then verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on the tree. Jesus Christ became a curse for us by hanging on the tree for us. Oh, glory to God. It says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We might receive the promise of the Spirit through pistis.